Today, Pascal is reading from verses of chapter 9 of the book of Daniel. This episode marks the end of the Israelites' exile to Babylon, 70 long years away from their homeland, Israel. Today is the 28th of March. Chapter 9 of Daniel, verses 1 to 3. In the first year of Darius, son of Xerxes, a Mede by descent, who was made ruler over the Babylonian kingdom, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood from the scriptures, according to the word of the Lord given to Jeremiah the prophet, that the desolation of Jerusalem would last 70 years. So I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer and petition, in fasting and in sackcloth and ashes. Having therefore understood the words that God had given to the prophet Jeremiah a few decades ago, Daniel confessed at the time the sins of his people, the people with whom he associated himself, and then he begged the Lord to act according to his promises, that is, to allow the people to return to the lands they had been forced to leave. I'll only quote the beginning of verse 7 from Daniel's prayers. Lord, you are righteous, but this day we are covered with shame, the people of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, both near and far, in all the countries where you have scattered us because of our unfaithfulness to you. In prayers that are reported throughout chapter 9 in the book of Daniel, you'll easily understand that there's a real mix of feelings. You'll find the acknowledgement of the power of God, of his faithfulness, his benevolence, and alongside of that, a feeling of personal and collective shame. This range of feelings and emotions is common in biblical texts. The book of Psalms is a perfect example of this range, but you could find many other sources. Dismissing our emotions would make our faith a little dry. Our songs often use this emotional register. Jesus Be the Center is an example of such a hymn. This song is a supplication addressed to Jesus. Be the center, be my light, my source, my hope, my song, my vision, my path, my guide. The fire in my heart and the wind in my sails, the reason for my life. There are no other words included in this song, and not a word which seems to link all these different requests. The only word which links everything is the name of Jesus. If you pay attention, you'll notice that traditional hymns also contain an element of emotion that we mistakenly believe is the prerogative of modern songwriters. Reading the words of the song, O Take My Soul, is a point in case. We ourselves express emotion in particular while praying, in silent or spoken prayer, or sung prayer. It's a moment where intimacy and honesty with our Lord is essential. Emotion appears through the expression of our gratitude, our faith, in our worship, in our commitment, or the renewing of our commitment to him, and many other things we discover in various texts and biblical or hymns. Paul states in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2, For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. This is the solid foundation of Paul's faith, although on many occasions he clearly expresses his emotions because of the trials he is going through. Let us keep in mind that the foundation of our love for God rests on the truth that we discover in the Bible and can be fully expressed emotionally.